This is Passport to Texas. With the help of biological inventory teams of citizen scientists, Texas Parks and Wildlife plans to monitor the plants, herps,
which are the amphibians or reptiles,
birds, and invertebrates.
And that would mainly be butterflies, dragonflies, beetles, bumblebees, and such.
In Texas' 8 wildlife districts, biologist Marcia May oversees the program. She says she's recruiting experts statewide to join these monitoring teams.
Mostly we're looking at hobbyists, people who have join herp societies. They know their herps, as well as birders. There's people involved in Audubon societies who know their birds. So those are the types of people that we're looking for these projects.
These biological inventory teams will monitor species on private land.
So my plan is to start with organizing teams throughout the state. And once we get really good, solid teams in place, then we're going to go out there and open it up to the landowners and let them know that these teams are available to come and do surveys on their property.
Knowing what's on the land helps landowners to become better stewards. Find more information about the Biological Inventory Team Program on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website under Texas Nature Trackers. Our show receives support from the Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.